John Duffy has served the Matanuska Susitna Borough for 24 years, the last 10 as borough manager. But all things come to an end, and Tuesday night, Duffy decided to call it quits.
We've accomplished a lot. You know, we got the MV Susitna in the water. We've got brand new high school up there at Susitna High. Rail projects moving right along. Got funding for the Sutton Library, which has been a very, very important project for us. So the accomplishments, the goals, look like they're done. It's now time for someone else to work with the borough, work with the community.
Duffy says he handed in his letter of resignation at the tail end of 9 hours of borough assembly meetings Tuesday night. He gave the borough 60 days notice.
No, I don't have any plans. I don't have any job offers or going to start a consultant thing or be part of consultant, none of that. I'll just take some time, think about it, and then proceed with the next chapter.
Duffy says he's been thinking about leaving the borough manager's position for at least a year, and that he had mentioned it about a year ago during an evaluation of his job performance. Some assembly members may have been taken off guard by Duffy's move, but Palmer area assemblyman Pete Houston says he's not surprised.
You know, he's been doing this for a while, and maybe it was time to move on to something else. He's been under a lot of pressure, and it made a lot of sense to me. I would say he will be sorely missed. I know there was a little bit of chatting after the meeting, people wondering, okay, what are we going to do? You know, so there'll be a very interesting process to try to replace him.
Duffy's resignation comes at the same time that at least one borough assembly member, Jim Culver, had called into question aspects surrounding a bid regarding a sewer water contract for the new Goose Creek State Prison, which is now under construction in the borough. Culver had asked the assembly to rescind an earlier vote authorizing the borough administration to sign a water sewer contract with Wasilla-based Valley Utilities, LLC, alleging improprieties in the bid process. Culver also asked the assembly to hire an independent counsel to investigate some aspects of the bid, saying that in his view, Valley Utilities was privy to information which gave the company an unfair advantage over rival bidders. The borough assembly voted down both Culver's motions Tuesday night. Assemblyman Pete Houston.
I think the allegations are completely baseless. You know, he wasn't involved in the selection process at all. There hasn't been anything that he's done in making changes to the contract. The contract hasn't even been awarded yet.
Duffy, too, says his resignation has nothing to do with the dispute over the prison water sewer contract.
It's too bad that same day, but you know how these things go. You know, there's always something. Whichever way the vote went, the letter was prepared. You know, I've been working on this, like I said, for months, and now's the time.
But the assembly did pass another Culver move, which rescinds Duffy's authority to make changes to the Valley Utilities contract without assembly approval. The State Corrections Department has not yet signed the Valley Utilities contract, citing high costs associated with the service and legal complications regarding eventual ownership of the utility. Duffy's next 2 months on the job may be as challenging as his last 10 years. He managed borough affairs during a decade of unprecedented growth and dealt with big projects like the prison, Port McKenzie construction, a new rail link from the port, as well as highway and education needs. He says he's ready to step back.
No, there's nothing planned. I don't have any grand schemes of things. We'll just let it come to me, and then we'll figure it out.
Borough Mayor Talis Kohlberg, who was on the team that hired Duffy, says Duffy has engaged in difficult situations with energy, enthusiasm, and a positive attitude. The borough plans a nationwide search for a successor. I'm Ellen Lockyer.